Welcome to this production of Tabula and Her Demon by Microm Theatre. As we take our seats in the auditorium, the stage is like a black box with a black wooden floor. Standing in the centre is a brown wooden frame with a sloping roof which resembles the outline of a house. It's about 4 metres tall and 5 metres wide and takes up most of the stage space. Underneath the frame, in the middle, is a wooden bench which serves both as a seat and a bed. Attached to the outside of the frame on either side are two more wooden benches. The one on the right represents another house. The one on the left represents the outside. At the front of the stage is a large square trapdoor. On several occasions during the action, a hazy oval window appears high up in the rear wall. In it, a religious bearded man faces us, his head and shoulders covered with a tallit. To his left is his wife, her hair covered in a grey scarf. The man's voice seems to come from far away, and lit by a single flickering candle, the oval window seems to be floating in the surrounding darkness. There are 8 actors playing however many parts. Blah, 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 blah. Elhanan is a tall young man in his late 20s with an anxious face and a cap pulled low over his ears. He wears a knee-length black coat over a wrinkled grey shirt and long black cotton trousers. Elhanan's back is bent, and his movements are heavy, very sloppy, as he walks around barefoot. His speech is slow and quiet, with a slight stutter. Okay, so that's basically all the same information, slightly rejigged, slightly more... I've allowed myself license, basically, to say things like, something floating in the surrounding darkness, or to paint a picture, to make an image. So there's being true to what's there, and there's being descriptive, and you've kind of got to do both. So yes, you are saying what's there, but I think you can also afford to
elaborate
and be a little poetic. What I've done is highlight a word at the end of Elhanan, because I've said his back is bent. His movements are heavy, very sloppy, as he walks around barefoot. What's a better word for walks for Elhanan?
Moving forward.
Does he shuffle? Is there a better word that we can use? A more descriptive word? He doesn't hobble, does he? Does he pad around? Does he shuffle around?
Shuffle.
Would shuffle be better? Shuffle would be... It's when you don't really pick your feet up.
Shuffle is a right there.
Hobble would be...
I think it's more shuffle.
More shuffle than hobble.
Yeah.
Let's stick shuffling for now. We can change it later. But again, it's that thing about trying to make words you know, count. The other thing is, I was thinking about some of the other bits of information, like the thing, the set moving, and I thought maybe actually we put that after the characters. You know, maybe we'd talk about the characters and then say the actors sometimes move it around as we go to different places. It might make sense there rather than here. You know, so that's something else you kind of do.